So the Berlinale has finished, and Hannah and I are pretty exhausted, and we're on the move today. Hannah Ball, hello, welcome back to Future Keynote.
Yes, hi Will. Thanks for having me, even if it's just on the phone.
Not at all. So Fire at Sea wins the Golden Bear, and I haven't seen that film, which is killing me. But you did. Tell me about it.
Yes, it makes me very happy that it won because it's such an important film about the refugee crisis in Europe at the moment. And it's a big sign because it shows that Berlinale is a true political festival. It's a documentary that's filmed in Lampedusa, and it follows two perspectives. One is the perspective of a little boy who doesn't have actually contact with the refugees, or is has nothing to do with the whole crisis, but somehow it affects him anyways. And then the documentary also shows the whole rescuing process on sea and how this goes. And
And
yeah, it's a
is this
pretty hard
document is
watch.
this documentary or fiction? Because when I read about it sounded like it was somewhere in between.
I would say it is a documentary, but from the way it is cut and the storytelling, it definitely has a fictional feeling to it sometimes, because that's just the way it is made. But I really appreciated that because it made me feel much closer to the whole problem that is shown.
So we were talking about the Teddy Awards. The Teddy Awards are for LGBT filmmaking. We weren't so happy with one of the winners.
I was very happy that Who's Gonna Love Me Now won. You're not so happy with that, but I think we disagree about that documentary.
No, but who, I was talking about Kiki. Who's Gonna Love Me Now? What did it win?
Oh, Kiki. Who's Gonna Love Me Now? I think they won the audience prize in the Panorama section, so that was a pretty big deal for them.
Ah, but not the Teddy
But
Awards.
Kiki, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm confused. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
The Kiki film. I got actually really angry when it won because I don't think it's a good documentary at all, and I think it just won because the topic is interesting at the moment, and I don't think that's a reason why films should win in a festival.
But this is something I
Yeah.
found
What do you think
consistently.
about it?
I found it really interesting at how actually at every stage of the Berlinale, I was made quite aware that really the story is why the films have been chosen. It's never actually the filmmaking, which, well, that's probably not true, but I mean, to a degree, the filmmaking is important. But for me, there were one too many documentaries. I don't think this was an issue in fiction, but the documentaries were really, really badly made. We're talking pre-film school level, like shaky camera, out of focus, really bad sound design. I mean, I'm all for rogue cinema, but you know, rogue cinema if it's done to a professional standard.
Yeah, I agree, but I think that this year, like the documentaries I saw, they were pretty strong. I'm talking about Amber Howard, Mental Thought, Look at the Picture, Don't Blink, Robert Frank, The Seasons in Quincy, the one from where they killed Tilda Swinton in Kate Plays Christine. So I think this was actually a pretty strong documentary year, but like all the things you said, I think they totally apply to Kiki. Because that was just a film that was not well made. Like, it didn't live up to the topic itself. I think that was the problem.
Well, I thought it, yeah, it didn't let the subject speak at all. Luckily, You'll Never Be Alone, who, you know, which was made by Alex Nwantha, and I interviewed Alex in episode one. He won the jury award at the Teddy for his fiction film. Thank God. And I spoke to the Strike a Pose guys afterwards, and I think they were a little disappointed not to have taken something. They kind of, you know, they were very humble about it, but I think they were hoping, considering how hugely popular the film was, that they would be awarded something. But I think.
Yeah, I was very surprised that Strike a Pose didn't win the audience award, to be honest.
I
I
think
thought that would totally win it.
it came second on the Panorama Audience Award. The Audience Award is a weird one because you get given a card when you leave the cinema, but not every cinema or screening actually had the cards. So I thought the way that was run, that's probably my only criticism actually of the festival is Well, first of all, some of the documentary selection just wasn't up to par. And second, the thing like that audience award card thing is not like a democratic enough system to work.
I totally agree with it.
Awesome. I'm glad we agree on something.
So if you look at all the films you've seen, how many have you seen, Will?
25.
Okay, when you look at all those films, which were your 5 favorites?
Oh my god, that's such a good question. Hang on, let me open my list on my phone. This is really rogue, isn't it? I should have prepared. Okay, Goat. Goat hasn't left me. I thought Goat was brilliant. Stryker Bowes, I just obviously have to keep mentioning. It was amazing. Die Prüfung, which is a documentary you and I saw about auditions for one of Germany's most prestigious drama schools. That was like insanely brilliant. Chirac, I thought was hilarious and so audacious and really exciting that it was in the festival. And L'Avenir. Oh, L'Avenir, that beautiful French film. What about you? Oh, and Mia Hansen-Løve won the... Løve Hansen, maybe I said her name wrong. She won the director award, the Silver Bear, didn't she?
Yes, she did win the Silver Bear. And I think it's very deserved that she won. That was actually the last movie I went to see yesterday. And it's just very, very beautiful and touching, I think.
So what were your top 5?
I think most of the ones you named, they're definitely in my top 10. But my top 5... looks a bit different. I think my absolutely number one is Théo et Hugo dans le même bateau, a French film.
Damn,
which
I don't miss
this,
that.
Crazy aesthetic sex scene at the beginning. I really loved Maggie's Plan.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was like hilarious, like with Greta Gerwig and Julianne Moore, and they're just like hitting it off in the movie. And Ethan Hawke is also great, and it's just a great feel-good movie. I really, really liked Goat, like you said before. Mm. I think it's such an important topic that needed to be talked like about for a long time.
Hazing in U.S. fraternities.
Yeah, and I think that Goat is such a great movie because when you see the first scene at the beginning, you know that it's just going to be a good movie. It sucks you in. And I loved it. Like, I absolutely loved it. Yeah, and Fukuyama is definitely also in my top 5 because it's so important, and the way they do or the way they tell this story
mm-hmm.
is so unique and smart that it just it stayed with me for a long, long while. But I don't know, when I look at my list here, like I made a list this morning and I saw 33 films.
Ooh.
And I'm actually really happy because there are just 5 films in it that I didn't like too much.
You know what, we won't go over
that
list.
That's pretty interesting because I think, I think that's pretty cool because the average... the level this year was pretty high in the movies, I think.
I just thought it was so well organized. At every stage, I felt very comfortable. And even when things got manic, you know, fighting for press tickets, I mean, and seats, it didn't feel ever too insane. I don't know, it was just such a nice atmosphere. And it's a relief to go to a festival and sit next to people who really respect film. And they sit quietly and they, like, are engaged. I don't know, you can just really feel it in the air. Like, I have some trepidation about going back to a normal cinema and seeing a film with, you know, that person stuffing their face full of popcorn. I mean, admittedly, I'm that person quite a lot, but...
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I think that Berlinale is really about loving films. And I can remember how you complained at the beginning of the festival that you have to go to the ticket counter to actually get your press tickets.
Mm.
But then I thought about it again, how nice it is in a way, because it forces you to be in one point and to see the same people at least once a day. And you really start to make friends with the people who give out the tickets. And it's just like almost like this tribe of film lovers. interested in writing and having fun. And it was so sad when I got my last ticket, because I knew I wouldn't see those guys for the next, like, 12 months. But then we will see them again. It will be probably not the same, but it will be like coming home a little bit, I think.
Wow, couldn't have said it better myself. So sentimental, but I love it. I feel exactly the same. Hannah, really good to chat. We're going to talk next, I think, about like the purpose of film festivals and do they still matter. Let's do that in another episode. Thanks for listening, everyone, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. Now I can't go cold turkey, so tonight I'm going to watch Mustang and see how that film is. So It's really hard to come down from a film festival, I think.
Tell me about it.
I feel like I have a little Berlinale depression.
Same. And on that note, I'm going to go to the post office and send my Rihanna tickets back because she changed the date in Berlin, which I thought was very rude. And now I probably can't go. But anyway, this is a kind of crisis I have to deal with post-Berlinale. I also have to go and get my business cards remade because they're off-center. I mean, what kind of printing place does off-center business cards? A bad one, that's what I'll say. But speak to you soon. Looking forward to hearing about your thoughts about kind of Tribeca and Cannes as they come up. And yeah, let's talk. We'll talk with you really soon.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Ciao.
Bye.